Hello, I'm Gerry Smith with the BBC News. The Greek government has submitted new proposals to secure a third bailout from its international creditors. The head of the Eurozone's group of finance ministers, Jeroen Dijsselbloem, said the plans would now be assessed in detail. The proposals include tax rises, pension reforms, spending cuts and promises of privatisation. Tim Wilcox in Athens says this may cause problems for the Greek government.
They think, the source I've been speaking to, that the EU will take this, but it's going to be very difficult for Alexis Tsipras, the Greek Prime Minister, internally here in Greece, following that referendum last weekend, when there was that massive vote, a no vote, against any more austerity measures.
International negotiators striving for a deal on Iran's nuclear program say they're prepared to work beyond another looming deadline, but that time is not unlimited. The US Secretary of State John Kerry said the negotiations would not be rushed, but could not wait forever. Barbara Fletcher is at the talks in Vienna.
Diplomats have been hoping to reach an agreement by the end of the day, because otherwise the US Congress will get twice as long to review any deal, 60 days instead of 30. But Mr. Kerry told the press that negotiators would not rush because the clock strikes midnight. He said they were focused on achieving an agreement that stood the test of time, and despite progress, some difficult issues still remained. However, he said President Obama had made it clear the process was not open-ended, and he was prepared to call an end to it if tough decisions were not taken.
The United Nations has announced that an unconditional humanitarian truce in Yemen will start on Friday night and last until the end of the Muslim month of Ramadan. It called on all parties in the conflict to respect the ceasefire and allow aid to reach all vulnerable Yemenis. The UN has warned that millions are at risk of famine. The former Saudi foreign minister, Prince Saud Al Faisal, has died just months after he was replaced after 40 years in the post. He was 75. As the world's longest-serving foreign minister, Prince Saud became a well-known figure on the international stage, navigating through decades of turbulence in the Middle East. The governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, has signed into law the bill to remove the Confederate flag from the state capitol grounds. The flag, used by the slave-owning states during the Civil War, had always been controversial. The demands for it to be taken down became stronger after the killing of 9 black churchgoers in Charleston by a gunman who had posed with Confederate flags. Governor Haley said the flag would be removed on Friday.
Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we will see the Confederate flag come down. We are a state that believes in tradition. We're a state that believes in history. We're a state that believes in respect. So we will bring it down with dignity, and we will make sure that it is put in its rightful place.
World News from the BBC. The U.S. Office for Personnel Management has concluded that the social security numbers of more than 20 million people were stolen in a recent data breach. It had already announced that data on 4.2 million current and former federal government employees had been taken. Those now known to have been affected by the hack include people who had applied for a government job, federal contractors, as well as over a million of their partners. An American general in line for the U.S. military's top job has told his confirmation hearing that Russia poses the greatest threat to U.S. security. Marine General Joseph Dunford called Russia's recent actions in Ukraine nothing short of alarming. Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
General Dunford appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee ahead of his expected confirmation as chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff. He described Russia as a nation that could pose an existential threat to the U.S., saying its behavior was nothing short of alarming and that it posed the greatest threat to America's national security. Asked if the U.S. should provide lethal arms to Ukraine, he said it would be reasonable from a military standpoint. The White House said the comments did not reflect the view of President Obama's national security team.
Pope Francis chose to change in a fast food restaurant in the Bolivian city of Santa Cruz before leading an open-air mass before an audience of hundreds of thousands. The famously unpretentious Pope used his address to encourage Bolivian Catholics to reject consumerism. New research suggests that climate change has played a major part in the decline of bumblebees in recent decades. Scientists say global warming has shrunk the ranges of the insects in both North America and Europe. They found that bumblebees have left the warmest, most southerly parts of their ranges, but haven't been able to move to cooler areas further north. BBC News.